I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionaries. Welcome to this week's podcast episode. I wanted to take an opportunity to share with you another dream that I've had. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I do this sometimes. I share dreams that I've had that seem pertinent to this topic that we're exploring in this podcast, which is how can we be present in these times as a positive influence, a positive force to help humanity make this transition into a new consciousness and bring forth a new future, a new world, really. And this dream that I want to tell you about today, I had maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, but it has stayed with me. And in this dream, I'm in a meeting, and it's some sort of a meeting of people who are interested in political activism, people who are concerned about what's going on in the world right now and in the United States right now. And there's this meeting to try to think about what we can do. And there's some discussion. The dream doesn't really focus on that, but the meeting comes to a close. And there's a friend of mine in the meeting, and she's feeling frustrated because we finished the meeting and no definite course of action has been determined. And I can sense her impatience that something be decided and that action be taken. And I respond to her. I can sense her anxiety. And, well, I'm given this mudra, which is the word for hand positions that are often used in meditation. But in the dream, I move into this mudra in which, and if you're listening to this, if you're not driving or something, you might do this with me. My hands come together in a prayer pose, and they come up to my forehead. And so I'm holding them, touching my forehead. And I say to her, to my friend who's feeling anxious, I say to her, there is only love. And as I say that, and with my hands in this position, I feel as though I am both a receiver and a transmitter of love, as though my hands on my forehead in this position serve as sort of like an antenna that is tuning in to the energy, the frequency, the power of love, and anchoring it. And as I thought about that dream, I thought about how, and first of all, in dreams, I'm sharing with you a dream, and all of the characters in the dream are an aspect of myself, of my own psyche. That's the nature of dreams. So in my own psyche, there is this aspect of myself that feels impatient and wants to move into action, to do something, to make a difference in the world. And then there's this other part of me that understands that the most important thing that we can be doing right now is anchoring the energy of love. That is what is most essential right now. It isn't just the actions for the sake of acting, but it is actions that come out of that energy of love. And that if we are simply acting because we feel this impulse to act and this anxiousness, we are actually acting out of the energy of fear. And right now you see these two, I guess you could call them consciousnesses or approaches or mindsets playing out in the world. There is this intensification of fear, and there is an intensification of love. And that really, as I see it, is the juncture that we are at. We, each of us, are making this choice about which of those energies we are going to anchor on the planet. And that as evolutionary activists, one of the most important things that we can do for these times and for the future and for the earth is to anchor the energy of love, to become in our own beings antenna, transmitters, receivers and transmitters, and anchors for that energy of love. Now, the other thing in this dream, and I just want to encourage you in your meditation, perhaps, to join me in using that mudra. I have actually found it to be quite powerful. I really do feel like my body becomes an antenna when I do that. When I place my hands in a prayer position and raise them to my forehead, touching my forehead, and I simply say, "There is only love." So I invite you to join me in that practice. Now, the other thing about this dream is it is saying there is only love. That the nature of reality is love. And what's happening when we are exhibiting or witnessing things that don't seem to be loving acts, we are in that dream state that I talk about sometimes, the dream state of the ego mind that perceives itself as separate from the rest of life and from the source of life. And when we live in that ego mind, we are living in a sort of a trance state, a dream. And so when we witness or enact ourselves things that are not loving, we are engaging with a sort of illusion. And we are out of sync, we are out of alignment with reality, which is love. So in these times in which there is so much turmoil and we are witnessing this polarization, we are witnessing the retreat from, in some instances, from forming global community. We are seeing more entrenchment in national and cultural and racial and even religious identities. There seems to be this fragmentation that's happening. And that is a reflection of a deeper fear. And we are in this evolutionary moment where the world is, we are changing. The world is changing. A new way, a new consciousness is coming forth. And that is frightening. And I've talked about that before. I talked about that in the episode where I talked about the caterpillar undergoing its metamorphosis into the butterfly, how there is this dissolution of the world that caterpillar has known, a dissolution of all of the structures and the reality that caterpillar has known up until then. And so we are in this transitional moment where there is an awareness in the collective psyche that what we have taken to be true and this whole idea of being separate, that it is not real, it is not true. And so we are transitioning to a new worldview, and that induces fear because there is something that is dying away, namely that egoic thought system. So as we find ourselves in this transitional moment, those of us who understand that we are on the planet to help in this transition, one of the most important things that we can do is to anchor that energy of love and to recognize when fear arises in us and impatience and anxiety about making things change because they're not going the right way, to just pause for a moment and recognize that for what it is, it's fear, and to then transition to the energy of love and to offer ourselves as receivers and transmitters and anchors of that energy of love. And love, of course, is the reality of oneness. One, love is the interconnectedness of all things in this oneness. Nothing is excluded. Love cannot exclude, or it isn't love. And so for us to hold that understanding that in this reality of love, nothing and no one is excluded. So I wanted to share that dream with you today because it seems to me like an important instruction, because I know a lot of us are feeling something of an anxious impulse to do something, to make a difference, to make a change. And yes, we can act, but we want to do it out of love rather than fear. And so I leave this with you, and I also invite you to please join me in this practice of using this hand position, this mudra, and saying to yourself in meditation, there is only love. And just see, experiment with that, and discover how that feels to allow yourself to become an anchor of love on the planet. And until next week, peace.